This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
The fall elections are less than 4 months from today. Tempers will rise even higher than they are now. That is guaranteed. Something awful could easily happen. Now, right now, is the time for progressive leaders to douse the fires that they set to calm their inflamed supporters. It is vital they do that. And yet they're doing the opposite. Now they're telling their followers that the President of the United States is a Russian spy, a traitor. The penalty for treason is death. Traitors, of course, must be overthrown. The mob screams, wild with rage. Democrats are banking that that rage will get their voters to the polls in November, and they may be right. It may. It may also destroy the country. Robert Petillo is a radio host and an attorney, and he joins us tonight. Robert, thank you for coming on. I have a question that I wanted to ask for a long time, someone on the left. Why the flag burning and the attacks on America? Why is this? These protests very often devolve into an attack on the country itself. Its symbols, this chant, America was never great, your founding fathers owned slaves. Why attack the whole country?
Well, I think you can find extremists on both the left and the right who do things that are anti-American. The same way you have these protesters, you'll have the Charlottesville protesters on the other hand who are anti-American. I don't support any of these people. If you don't like America, get out of America. If you're a neo-Nazi, get out of America.
Well, I agree with that.
Minutes.
Look, I have no problem with that. But hold on. Okay, and I think it's a fair point. But the scale is very different. So you have the Charlottesville riot or whatever it was last August, a year ago. You haven't seen anything like that since. The NFL has been in a continuous controversy over kneeling during the national anthem, an attack on a national symbol. Left-wing protests routinely contain attacks on the country. The T-shirt, "Your country was never great," is for sale online. So is the hat. What is that about? I'm not saying there are no conservatives, right-wingers who don't hate America, but there are a lot on the left who do, and they're very open about it. Why? And why don't leaders ever say anything about it?
Well, I think leaders do, and I think it's very easy to find the clips of the most crazy, most extreme elements of the political discourse and make that seem like that is the norm. That is not the norm. Most people who are protesting are saying we want reasonable policies that all Americans can unite around. And frankly, I think a large part of this falls on the president. You know, President Truman had a placard on his desk saying the buck stops here. That's what that is what President Trump has to take up and understand, that he has to bring these parties together. If people are protesting over the immigration policy, then do like Tip O'Neill and Ronald Reagan would do, and you bring together the stakeholders, you hammer out an immigration reform bill, you bring it before the American people, you discuss it, and that will tamp down these protests. But leaving this vacuum of information where people think the children are being kidnapped, that's not going to work.
Okay, so I agree with a lot of what you're saying, actually. I do want a rational conversation about what's best for the country. Try to do that every night on this show. It's pretty hard to do that, though, when people are saying, not just random protesters in front of a donut shop in West L.A., but, I don't know, the ranking members on the Democratic side of the House and Senate are calling the President of the United States a traitor, someone who's committed treason, a death penalty offense. If you really believe the president was a Russian agent, as elected members of Congress have said today, then how could you do anything but try to overthrow him? That's not a predicate for reasonable discussion, is it?
Well, absolutely not. But what I think has to happen is the president hasn't explained what the point of the meeting with Putin was, what happened in that meeting with him for those 2 hours, why there was no other members of the intelligence community or national security staff there with him, why he offered to have Russians interrogate American citizens. So when you have this information vacuum, this falls in a large part on the president's communication
Hold on. I mean, I could rebut a lot of what you just said. The president can't hand anybody over to the Russians, despite what Democrats keep saying. That it doesn't work that way. You're not allowed. What is he going to, you know, inject them with barbiturates and throw them on a plane to Moscow? I mean, it's ludicrous.
Well, it is ludicrous, but that's what the left would want you to believe, because it's all part of this derangement syndrome that is infecting our perspectives, and that's a danger for all of us. It's not good. It's not win-win for the Democrats, certainly not for this country, because that's what this is all about, as we say. Not a Republican or a Democratic thing. It's about being an American. This is Bill Martinez. We're live at 5 after the top of the hour.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-910-5936. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-910-5936. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-910-5936. 1-800-910-5936.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
You know, it's all part of our target focus, if that is our earnest commitment to get this country back on track, outside of the political wrangling, you know, and all the harassment that's taking place, like that's doing any good. We have divergent views. This is the beauty of this country, the freedom of speech and all the other liberties that go along with being a citizen. And we're grateful for that, as Scott Adams had said, you know, talking about having an attitude of gratitude about this country. You know, when you think about all the people that have gone before us and, you know, to honor the Constitution, and they've handed it off from one generation to the next to where we are here now. And it's interesting that we find ourselves at this time and place where socialism is on the rise, that with some, you know, what happened with Bernie Sanders, also what happened here recently in New York. With Ocasio-Cortez and, you know, this movement that is taking place and how it's bifurcating the Democratic Party. And, you know, they're going to work it out. There can be a lot of punditry about it and people making fun and poking fingers at them. I think some of these issues that they have brought up in terms of, you know, how much money, and we've talked about this before with Jordan Goodman, again, with the experts that we bring on here, you know, what's happened with, you know, our whole education system. Is it something that we should look at? You know, who and what caused, what kind of thinking brought us to this point to where we'd have, what, $1.4 trillion in growing worth of tuition debt? I mean, that's really what this is all about. You know, we're putting our young people in a hole here. And if you're not in a hole by tuition debt, well, then let's get you on a credit card. You know, as my dad, you know, shared with me early on that, you know, how dangerous a credit card was. That, you know, for $3,000, I mean, you could be spending, you know, many, many years, decades, paying off a $3,000 credit card, as simple as that and as seemingly benign as a $3,000 credit card would do. And it just cycles. And, of course, you know, some of these credit cards, you know, they're killing you with interest. It's not like a, you know, 6%, you know, type of line of credit. I mean, it's beyond usury. And it's amazing how that has been altered to where, you know, credit card debt can be, you know, a form of usury, you know, with, you know, percentages 27. I've seen some at 32%. Could you imagine? I mean, we all want that deal, right? When you're sitting there saving money and you're going, hey, I'm lucky to get 2% or, you know, 6%, or, you know, Jordan Goodman has an offer and, you know, through real estate investment, you get 8%. And you think, wow. And then you got credit card people charging you 32% interest. Like, well, that's kind of like defeating the purpose, isn't it? But, You know, so some of these ideas that are being out there, I'm saying right observation, wrong conclusion. I don't think we need to burn up the U.S. Constitution just because there are problems here in River City, whether it has to do with capitalism and some of the things that are being processed through, I believe, an incredible economic engine that on the surface can be very fair-minded, but when it's out of control, and this is what happens, you know, Democrats come in and they try to control the heart of man. You can't do that. You can legislate it and you can, you know, regulate it and do all you can, but unfortunately, those regulations, you know, who pays for them? You know, we the people. It goes to the common man. We're the ones that are bombarded with this, bombarded. We're paying for it because those costs of regulations are passed down to we the people. But, you know, and somehow Democrats can claim some kind of glory and go, how can you do that? It doesn't really fix the problem. You've only put the problem on us and we were the victims to begin with. So now your idea is, well, you're not victim enough. So now we're going to make you a bigger victim. We're going to get those bad guys. And of course, the bad guys go, OK, with all their attorneys and the system and, you know, the level, you know, the playing field, they know how to work it. So it's like, okay, thanks for the regulation. Boy, you really taught us. And, you know, it's the consumer. We the people, we're the ones paying for it. You know, this is the thing that, you know, kind of cracks me up. But I've spoken with so many about this, is that you get these federal judgments that come down, right? You know, Volkswagen's cheating or, you know, some big corporate America. And, you know, people have died because of what they've done. And here's this big reward that comes out. And the victims get a little bit of reward. I mean, victims, people, families who died, members who have died as a result of what corporate America does. And we, the people, or the victims themselves, get a little bit of money. Most of it goes to the attorneys and, oh, yeah, the Department of Justice. And I go, OK, it goes to the Department of Justice. Does that money go to offset the deficit? You know, the $21 trillion? Oh, no, it just goes to them. Really? You know, and so, I mean, we're tattooed three ways to Sunday here. You know, the people that deserve the money are the victims, but no, they're victimized once again, all in the name of the legal system and the Department of Justice and what happens at the federal level. Like that's fair? Are you kidding me? The other things, again, you know, Brad just reminded me. The other injustice, this new car, you know, the credit card, you know, I talked about credit card, but credit card debt, 1.2 trillion is what Jordan reported this morning in our interview, right? So all this stuff is impacting our perspective of the free market system, the free enterprise system here in America. And so the answer from some Democrats and socialists is, and of course the and professors in school, this isn't fair. So their answer is socialism. Forget about anything historic that has to do, any empirical evidence that would demonstrate that socialism is a crazy alternative. You know, probably more people have died all under the guise of socialism, you know, and I say died, murdered. I mean, we're talking millions upon millions of people. You know, for some socialism, an ism, communism, Marxism, you know, some form there that says, hey, you know, the man is being unfair and we need to share. And, you know, this whole problem, it's so much against our instincts and what fairness is. I often say that, you know, it's interesting. One of the first words our kids learn and you go, where did that come from? You know, when they grow up, it's not maybe it's right after mommy and daddy. I mean, depending, but it's mine. Right. You hear kids, mine. And what was it? What was it that that movie? I think it was Finding Dory or one of those where you had the minor birds. You know, they're on the line. Mine. I mean, that is who we are. We want our right, and it's ours. So we sometimes do not share very nicely. Although, all things considered, when you think about this culture and how much money we give, we are givers in a lot of ways. Could we give more? Yeah, possibly. I mean, certainly, you know, to the poor and others. I mean, there's a big argument there. And we could be even more generous, but we are generous and we fight against some of that aspect, that being of who we are that says mine and we want to hold on to it. But the free enterprise system allows you to rise to the level of your giftedness, of your ambition, your hard work, that it should be rewarded. And now all of a sudden the isms come in and say all your hard work, you know, as President Obama dangerously said, and I thought it was rather dangerous on his part to say they didn't build it. You know, that you get no credit for what you did. This is all part and parcel to the idea of socialism that is now spreading across this country. But we need to combat it with the truth for the sake of all mankind.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Every single day, promoting truth. Bill Martinez Live. Martinez Live.
Hey, it's the way you like. It's fresh and independent every day, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Back with you, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Our programming schedule had called for Archbishop Joseph D'Souza to be on with us, and I was really looking forward to this opportunity to talk to him. He has such a passion about the indignity and the human rights crisis that has been going on for decades against the Dalit people in South Asia. I was exposed to understand what the Dalits had been enduring a number of years ago, and I'm grateful that Bishop D'Souza is in town. He's here in America to bring his plight, to Americans to help everybody understand what is going on. You know, we talk about human rights issues, but we have long ignored, what's been going on. I mean, it is heartbreaking to see how the Dalits are treated in a second-class manner, and some might even argue that they could only hope that it is it was only a second-class manner. It is less than even that. Like I said, very heartbreaking. But, we're going to have him back and reschedule him because there is a family emergency that is keeping him from being on with us to tell us a story. Archbishop D'Souza is the founder and president of the Dignity Freedom Network, an organization founded to advocate for the rights of the Dalits. You may have heard them called the Untouchables for centuries. They've suffered under the oppressive caste system, which classifies people according to their birth. They're raped, beaten, harassed, denied basic rights such as access to clean water or medical treatment on a daily basis. You heard that right. They're raped, beaten, harassed, and denied basic rights such as access to clean water or medical treatment on a daily basis. Okay, every day here in America, we can go have our fast food breaks, things always available to us. And here it is, people around the country. It reminds me of a missionary friend that we had supported years ago. And he was a missionary to Poland, and he met his wife there. And, of course, she was subjected during the days of the Iron Curtain. Long lines, people would just queue up behind a truck. They'd pull up and say, okay, we don't know what they're selling, but it's going to be something. And, either it's something we can use or something we can barter. That was just the way life was in Poland at the time. And after they got married, you got to imagine the culture shock that his wife had to go through. I mean, just amazing to me. And I spoke to her after this happened. And your heart went out to her because we take so much of this for granted. Imagine, here it is. She's used to on a daily basis. This is what she grew up with. A truck pulls over. Everybody queues up. It didn't matter. Just some family member just queues up and, gets in line to hold space so that they can get whatever's coming out of that truck. As I said, either something they could use or something they could trade. Some they're going to maximize that opportunity. She comes here to America. Goes into a Ralph's grocery store. This was in Long Beach, California. Goes into a Ralph's grocery store, and there it is. She just is frozen. Cannot believe. I mean, she's just looking over the produce, the fruits, the vegetables, looking over this, and tears start coming down her face. Thinking, oh my God. My family is back home in Poland, looking for the next truck to queue up behind. And here in America, you walk here and you have all this available, this fruit, the vegetables that you can purchase. Can you imagine the culture shock? It was heartbreaking, and as she related that to me, it's like you take so much for granted here in this country. And for the Archbishop, he is in his passion and his heart. He comes here to America to pull back the veil on what is going on in Southern Asia. How the Dalits are mistreated. Could you imagine, you are the father of a daughter, and because she's a Dalit, it doesn't matter that she got raped. It doesn't matter that she's abused. It doesn't matter that your wife is beaten up in public because, you know, she's an untouchable. And she ought to be grateful that somebody even wanted to beat her up to even touch her because, you know, it's like you've got some sort of plague or leprosy or something, the way they're treated. And this is real life in our world. You know, today, ladies and gentlemen, this is the stuff that Americans have been at the forefront, have, you know, we're very generous, as I said. And are we perfectly generous? Are we wildly generous? In some cases we are, some cases not. And the Archbishop is here coming to America to open our eyes to this human rights crisis that has been taken on. And he's saying, look, as much as it would count on him, enough is enough of this. You know, we can't do this to fellow human beings. And they come to America. See, this is what our country, in terms of the shining light on a hill that we're all about, when it gets like this, I mean, where can they go? Where can people go to, you know, to plead their case? They come here to America. You know, they don't, you know, where are they going to go? They're going to go to Iran? They're going to go to some other place? No, they come here to America because they know that, for the most part, we are fair-minded and that we can do something about it. Can we rectify everything? Can we go in with some sort of big club and knock these knuckleheads over the head and say, stop it, behave yourself? I mean, we're having a tough time here in our own country and trying to be decent and kind to one another. But yet, even in the midst of all this, we're not that bad. Although you might say there might be some unique instances where we are maybe worse, sadly. But this is what happens with humanity when it is disengaged from a moral code and a moral authority. Is that we see things according to our own eyes, people are less than. And this is why we have to be so careful in our country how people are invalidated and they're less than. You know, we have this elite class. I mean, this elitism that's on full display and full exposure, ladies and gentlemen, what are we going to do about it? Are we just going to accept it that, you know, because it's been, it's the way it should always be? That's not America. It's not what the U.S. Constitution is all about. It's not what I joined the military to defend. And I know others. You know, we saluted Adrian Kronauer and his work in Vietnam overseas and others. I mean, every time we talk about a vet, you know, they put their lives on the line. And, you know, we're grateful that, you know, in the percentage of things, you know, probably, you know, less than a percent of American citizens find themselves in combat. And you can't even imagine what our young men and women go through in a combat situation, life and death, and fearing that, hey, that next bullet may be yours, or the next IED, it might be the end of your life, and the future, the dreams that you may have had for your family. You've got young kids at home, and they're fatherless. But what kind of impact does that have on our veterans? And then for those that survive and make it back home, what they must deal with in terms of a psychological aspect. And then we have situations like when we talked with, you know, Master Sergeant Patton last week about the availability of veterans to work. But yet there's still an underemployed cast of people, which is, you know, beyond us. Look, we have a lot of problems here in this country. There's no doubt about it. But I firmly believe there is one that holds the answer. No, it's not Donald Trump, and it's not Hillary Clinton. It is God himself, and it's clear what the prescription is. Until we humble ourselves, until we look to heaven for the answers and pray and confess our sins, our country will continue in this era of chaos that it's in.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to
use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-301-1318. 800-301-1318. 800-301-1318. That's 800-301-1318.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
After Iran's president makes threatening remarks about the United States at an appearance on Sunday, President Trump sends an overnight tweet in which he warns the Iranian president not to threaten the United States again or it would suffer unprecedented consequences. White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders saying of the president's message to Hassan Rouhani,
nuclear proliferation was something that he was not going to tolerate, something he would aggressively stand up and talk about, and he's certainly not going to listen to aggressive leaders from other countries and their empty threats against America. And he's going to stand up and make sure that we're protecting Americans.
She was speaking on Fox and Friends. A dive team is beginning an effort to raise the sunken duck boat that went down in a storm on a Missouri lake last week, killing 17 people. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
We the people. Listen to Bill Martinez live. Bill Martinez live.
It's way you like us, fresh and independent, and especially when we can stay connected. I don't know, apologize for the technical problems here. Going to have Megan Barth back so we can finish up our conversation about the Supreme Court. We'll have to probably do it post, the way the scheduling works. But anyway, we're back. We're connected. Coming to you from Florida. And every once in a while, we get hit with some weird things. And, of course, we've got the scientist of scientists with us next, Tom Harris, executive director of the International Climate Science Coalition. And Tom, maybe you can help us here. I don't know what, all of a sudden we get this weird hit, and this happens occasionally here in Florida. We get these kind of electrical spikes of some sort, and I don't know, all of a sudden we're sent off into purgatory, but we're back. We're back at it.
Yeah, it does show how vulnerable our systems are, For example, if we have a solar prominence, a major solar event, it can knock out our electricals, our communications, all sorts of things. And so, in fact, space weather, which is what they call that sort of thing, is very important. I was at a presentation just the other day, and they were showing how our systems are pretty vulnerable.
Right. And that has nothing to do with the grid or, and the repairs and updating that has to take place, or it's just the way it is.
Just the way it is. So what they need to do is have contingency plans, backup generators, transformers that they can bring in quickly when something goes wrong. Because some of these power surges can be enormous, we don't control the sun. The sun sure controls a lot of us.
Exactly. But, right about that time, when you think it's all about you and you're more than a bag of chips, the sun says, hello.
Yeah, well, in fact, that's going to happen, in about 2060, the forecast is we're going into a grand solar minimum, and at that point, the Earth could be colder than it's been in centuries. Wow. And that just shows you how uncertain the whole science is.
Well, as much as it was heating up on the West Coast, I just got here from there, experiencing triple-digit temperatures. They're probably saying, can we bring it in a little bit sooner? It's you know, usually in Southern California, you get those hot August nights, but they got a little preview last week. You know, for several days there, and heated up pretty good.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
you know, it's interesting. NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, they keep all the statewide records. Mm. I'll send you the link.
Mm.
And
good.
They show maximum temperature for Florida was June 29th, 1931. Okay? And so, I mean, you look through this database, and you see that the records for max min, most precipitation, most snow depth, all this sort of thing, are usually a long, long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, that puts a lie to what a lot of Al Gore says.
Right. Well, you know, poor Al Gore. I mean, it's just, but, you know, that's the left for you. And at some point, the left is going to get it that, you know, people take note of this, you know, that there is documentation, you know, there's in this information age that what you have said will come back to haunt you, whether you think it or not. And no matter how many lies you throw on top, you're going to be exposed. Tom, I appreciate you being with us. And I know we're talking weather because that's what a lot of people do, you know, from time to time and all these important things. But I also want to get your you know, your perspective on Pruitt now out at the EPA.
Yeah, well, Pruitt was probably their most effective EPA administrator ever. I mean, he accomplished more in 18 months than EPA reformers could have expected after 4 years of work. I mean, the biggest thing he did is he went forward with the cancellation of the Clean Power Plan, and they put forward one which is much reduced. And indeed, he urged Trump to withdraw from the Paris Climate Agreement. And the big thing he did, which probably got him into the most trouble with the left, is he made the agency's science transparent. Okay, and that's really critical. He introduced a new bill. I'll just read you the name of it. It's called Strengthening Transparency in Regulatory Science. And this is a new EPA rule that says that no scientific research study may be used for environment or energy policy unless full disclosure of the data and the methods are provided. You know, and I mean, for decades, the EPA has been making all sorts of rules and not allowing us to see much of the data. Okay, so
right.
The EPA now will have to do that. And, you know, some of the major drivers of the climate scare, we don't have the full data. The man hockey stick, for example.
Yes.
We don't have the full data, even now, after there's been court cases and all sorts of things. So, I mean, if the global warming scare is legitimate, then why would they be afraid to show us the data? And
exactly.
That's one of the major things. One of the major things Pruitt did, and so they had his head, you know, they really wanted to get rid of him.
Yeah, the fact that he lasted that long was quite surprising. I mean, he was getting attacked on every side. I mean, the attacks were unrelenting, Tom.
That's right. And you know, the funny thing is, they've probably shot themselves in the foot because the new acting administrator, Andrew Wheeler, is probably going to be even more of a climate realist.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I mean, he has experience in the EPA under the George H.W. Bush administration, also under Clinton. And recently he's, you know, before he was back with the EPA as deputy administrator, he worked with the coal industries. So he has a good perspective, a good solid understanding of the importance of good solid energy. So I think they're going to find, and in fact, Nancy Pelosi was saying that they may actually have somebody here now who in their eyes is much worse. So that's actually a good sign because he very well may start to, well, they're saying that they're going to continue the administration of the approach they're taking in the deregulation of unnecessary rules.
Right.
So I think, indeed, it's not going to change the direction of the EPA. It's just going to be a different head.
When it comes to the regulations, Tom, I think most of the regulations that got us up to the level of, what, for every one, we're up to maybe 22 regulations getting canceled out. Probably most of those came from out of the EPA, did they not?
Oh, yeah. It's all kinds of ones. I mean, the Clean Power Plan was the really, you know, the serious one. One where they were trying to stop, basically turn off the coal stations. I mean, that was the objective.
Mm-hmm.
Then, of course, they had the Waters of the U.S. Act. They cut onerous regulations that will save American businesses about $1 billion. And Scott Pruitt cleaned up Superfund sites faster than his predecessors. So, you know, he really focused the EPA to its core mission, and that is to do things that really protect the environment instead of going off on these highly ideological, crusades. So I think Andrew Wheeler is going to be continuing all these things. And I think Pruitt did a very good job. And, the very fact that he was attacked so hard, it sort of reminds me, I was a friend of a World War II Lancaster bomber pilot. He died mm-hmm. 2 years ago.
Right.
And he said that they knew they were right on target when they got the most flak, and that's where they dropped their bombs.
Right.
And so, I mean, that's what Pruitt needs. Well, that's what the new administrator needs to do, is say, whoa, where did I get the most attacks? And that actually is where he should continue.
That might be an indication and an encouragement for other agencies in our government. I mean, so often we hear, Tom, that, well, you got to understand the bureaucracy, it moves so slow, but not with the EPA. So if Pruitt, if Scott Pruitt could prove this out, shouldn't that be an example to other agencies and other bureaucrats in terms of making things happen here?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, if the extremists are getting angry with you, you're on target. And I'll tell you what Andrew Wheeler has to do next. What he really should do next is go back to the origin of why the EPA is trying to control carbon dioxide in the first place.
Mm.
Okay, that is because of something called the endangerment finding. The Environmental Protection Agency found that the current and projected levels of greenhouse gases threaten the health and human welfare of future generations and current mm-hmm. generations. And so, I mean, if they can get rid of that, that would be great. Because the problem is, if you have that endangerment finding, the Supreme Court said that greenhouse gases are air pollutants that should be controlled under the Clean Air Act, but the EPA can regulate them if they're determined to be a danger to human health. So they have to go back to that original endangerment finding and get rid of it, because carbon dioxide, which is the one they're talking about primarily, mm-hmm. is in no way endangerment to human health. I mean,
yes.
It's plant food. It's plant food. And
right.
we pump greenhouses for it, full of it, because it's plant food. So
exactly.
If we can get rid of that, we can turn all this off by getting rid of the endangerment finding.
Well, and Scott Pruitt laid the foundation out with, in terms of climate study. And that is, if you have full transparency on the science, voila. I mean, we can truly be enlightened just in this particular discipline, would you say?
Oh, yeah, for sure. That's the way to go, because then people will see how uncertain the whole science is.
Well, Tom, we appreciate the insight. Look forward to having you on with regularity here, because you keep them honest, and we appreciate that.
Okay, well, thanks very much, Bill.
Tom Harris, Executive Director of the International Climate Science Coalition and the change at the EPA. So from Pruitt to Andrew Wheeler, let's see if Andrew Wheeler will take the lead of Pruitt's courage and continue to effect some positive change on behalf of we the people.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. That's 800-915-9164.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hits the oscillation. Bill Martinez live.
Fresh and independent, that's the way you like it. That's the way we're coming at you as we continue to pursue the truth no matter where it leads. 14 before the top of the hour. Judge Jeanine Pirro is with us, the host of Fox News. Yes, Justice with Judge Jeanine, author of her brand new book, which is taking off and lighting up people like you can't believe. In case you happen to catch a little bit of the footage, she scared the holy what have you out of one Whoopi Goldberg yesterday. Liars, leakers, and liberals, the case against the anti-Trump conspiracy. Judge, good to have you here with us on Bill Martinez Live.
Oh, it's great to be with you, Bill. Thanks for the invite.
Hey, boy, you did scare. I'm not to get into a whole lot of it because I want to talk so much about your book and we've got a limited amount of time, but you did scare the heck out of Whoopi Goldberg yesterday.
Well, no,
what is she so afraid of?
You know, I don't know what I did to her. In fact, I just tried to answer her question. There were two segments of the view. And if you go to my Facebook page, you can get them at Judge Jeanine. But it was a microcosm, Bill, of what's happening in the country today, where the left tries to shut down the right, and it does everything that it can to make sure that your arguments, whether it's about the improprieties and the illegalities that occurred in the FBI or about the positive things that Donald Trump is doing in office, they don't want to hear it. And it was a total hit job in the sense that, you know, they didn't tell me that one of the most rabid anti-Trump CNN contributors was going to be on the Zoo. That was the start. And then at the end, Whoopi wouldn't let me talk and then pushed off, which the viewers didn't see, and ended the segment early. And then when I walked off set, I said, you don't care about victims. And I said, Whoopi, I have spent my life fighting for victims, and you know it. Said, well, F you, and she got right into my face, said, F you, and then said, in fact, get the F out of this building. And as I started to walk out, she repeatedly said, get the F out of the building. And I said nothing. I just left. And, poor Meghan McCain, mouthed to me, I'm sorry, I'm sorry. It was horrific, and it is an example of what I talk about in Liars, Leakers, and Liberals, and that is the hatred of the left. and they want to shut everyone who supports them down.
Even all that aside, Judge, what positive offering do they have to replace Donald Trump? I mean, our country was in a spiral. So many of us saw, you know, that we were losing grip of this republic. And because of the lies and, you know, fake news that was permeating, that has been permeating our culture, and here it is, we thank God there's some counter voices coming through. But yet, at the end of the day, you consider that roughly, you know, less than 10% is getting 100% of the volume and the publicity.
Well, and the shame of it is that, you know, the mainstream media, and I talk about this in the book, mm-hmm. they're doing everything they can to ignore the good stuff and to follow this collusion, this Russia collusion investigation, which is so openly identified as, you know, a setup of Donald Trump in the text messages between Peter Strzok and Lisa Page. And they are, unfortunately, the way a lot of people in America get their news. And, you know, when Donald Trump said when he ran for president, the fake press, everyone said that's suicide, it's over. Well, it wasn't suicide. And the American people understood that we needed an outsider. We needed someone who was going to, you know, make sure that in the end, the American people are taken care of, and not the people in Washington who are part of the deep state.
I can tell you, even as a little kid, talking to my father, who was very politically motivated, and I even, as a young kid, saw that we needed somebody to come in. You know, in a sense, I later grew on because of my business to understand, you know, like a Chapter 11 attorney who can come in and make tough decisions on businesses. We see this happening all the time, where they come in line by line, they make the hard decisions that family members cannot make, they salvage businesses, and I saw the same thing for this country. And this is what I've been able to see in Donald Trump, that he is that businessman making those hard decisions that the traditionalists wince at, and it's very hard for them to accept. But meanwhile, Judge, let me tell you, our audience more and more are saying to me, Bill, this is nothing more than a coup. I mean, you know, a coup attempt. I know we hear about coups in third world countries, but is this not what's happening here in our country today?
Well, it certainly is a coup attempt. And, you know, when you say it happens in third world countries, you're absolutely right. That, you know, when you take the top echelon of the FBI from James Comey, who doesn't do a real investigation, doesn't even panel a grand jury to see if our national secrets were at risk on Hillary Clinton's personal server, and then, you know, exonerates her when it's not his job, no subpoenas, no search warrants, impunity deals handed out like candy, and you realize, you know, that something is awry. But it gets even worse when they try to tee up a Russia collusion counterintelligence investigation as an insurance policy, as they called it, in the event, as they say, God forbid, Donald Trump would win the presidency.
Well, this whole Russian,
it's an outrage.
This Russian collusion is all a ruse, Judge. You know this from your instincts. I mean, 30 plus years as a judge, prosecutor, and involved in the legal system, you can smell a lie further away than Peter Strzok can smell people who support Trump. And
well,
this thing stinks to high heaven.
I know it does.
If I can use that metaphor, I'm sorry to bring those two together, but my mind goes that way. Sorry.
and it does stink. And what is amazing is that Rod Rosenstein, who was part of that swamp, who took the gave the plea deal to the Russian who was trying to access our uranium and found fertile ground in Hillary Clinton, he has convinced Jeff Sessions to recuse himself on everything related to the 2016 election. And Jeff Sessions is hiding in a closet somewhere. You know, it really concerns Americans as to whether or not they're ever going to see justice. And that's not the way it's supposed to be.
Well, we're spending a lot of time on Russian collusion. But, you know, when you talk about meddling, did not Hillary Clinton and the DNC, I think they did more damage than the Russians. But yet we step over that 800,000-pound gorilla in the room, and we start chasing the ghosts of Vladimir Putin. And he just kind of chuckles. He goes, God, I didn't realize I was that big a deal.
Yeah, well, you know, when Barack Obama in an off-mic moment says to Medvedev, tell Vlad I'll have more flexibility after the election, and when they do a reset button with Russia, when we sell 20% of our American uranium to Russia, then the question is, who is colluding? You know, if Hillary Clinton is getting $150 million into her foundation, and Bill is making $500,000 cash for a Kremlin-connected speech in Moscow, you know, it's pretty clear who's colluding with the Russians. And but it's typical, and that's why liars, leakers, and liberals, everything is backwards. So what I'm looking to do is, you know, get out the facts to the American people. When people fight with you and argue with you, you need to read my book. It's all footnoted. If you need the backup, it's all there.
Yeah, and she calls them all out, from fake news and the fiction of the media, the Hollywood hypocrites, Robert De Niro, Rob Reiner, right on down. You go head-to-head with them all, Judge, and thank God, because they have to be called out. Sanctuary cities, I mean, you know, we were told in the Bible that there would be that day when evil is called good and good is called evil, and guess what? We're living it today, are we not?
Oh, indeed we are. It is backwards, upside down, and inside out.
Well, you also give us some hope in terms of the real Trump presidency in Chapter 12 of your book. As we wrap things up here, Judge, in your book, it is, again, even as the judge said, and I endorse it as well, that this gives you the background, the research there, the, you know, after all, I mean, this is what Whoopi Goldberg and those on the left are afraid of. They're afraid of the truth, because in the face of the truth, their lies cannot hold up, Judge.
That's right. And, you know, but I was optimistic, you know, and that's why I went on the view, and that's why I said, you know what, I want to talk to people. I can back up everything that I'm saying. Let's try it. And,
exactly.
And they were not interested in that. And, you know, in this country, and I said this interestingly enough on the first half of the view segment, I mean, there were two of them. Mm-hmm. And I said, you know, we need to talk to each other, and we need to be able to communicate even if we don't like each other. And all she did was just dig in deeper. And I think the American people saw it for what it is, the hysteria on the left, their hissy fit, not accepting the man that the American people elected to sit in the Oval Office.
Well, that's what the left has done. It's invalidated our president. It's invalidated people that don't agree with them. It is rather dangerous. This is why the First Amendment is so critical to the foundation and the future of our country. And you would think, Judge, you talk about the real Trump presidency, 500 days, incredible what he's been able to do. It makes you eager to await what is yet to come out of this president, right?
No doubt about it. I mean, America's economy, you know, minorities, African-American unemployment, the lowest it's ever been. You know, ISIS destroyed the caliphate in the Middle East. You know, standing up as a world power instead of riding away on a bicycle with a helmet like Barack Obama did.
Right.
You know, truth and justice, law and order, right and wrong, they matter now. We're going to support the police, support the military. We're going to salute the flag and not insult it. And,
well,
you know, liars, leakers, and liberals is my version of what is happening in America and what the president has done to make us better.
Judge Jeanine on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Judge.
If you or anyone you love has been diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, your diagnosis may be the result of job-related exposure to asbestos, and you may be entitled to compensation. Over $30 billion in trusts have been set aside for individuals who have been affected by asbestos exposure. How do you protect your rights and get the compensation you deserve? Call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. Capital Legal Group is one of the nation's resources for settlement of lung cancer and mesothelioma cases. Law firms have successfully recovered over $2.7 billion for their clients in all 50 states, and claims have been paid in as little as 60 days. If you or a family member were diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. We'll open a no-cost case review on your behalf. A history of tobacco use or cigarette smoking will not disqualify your case. Visit 800-400-LUNG.com or call 800-400-LUNG. Call 800-400-5864 now. That's 800-400-LUNG.
It's a no-brainer.